Okay, my friends. Today we are reading a classic Franklin story, which is called Franklin's Thanksgiving. And this story was written by Paulette Bourgeois and illustrated by Brenda Clark. And today's story is read by...
Don't shout in my ear.
Okay. It's read by... Mommy. And... Have you got a name today?
Lollipop.
Okay, it's read today by Mommy and Lollipop. So, hold on to your horses. Here we go.
Mommy and Wing.
Wing?
Wing.
Wing?
Wing.
Like what a firefly or a fairy or a bird?
No.
Has?
No.
No? What is it then? Just your name?
Yeah. Oh. My name's Wing.
Wing?
My name's Wing.
Okay.
I'm an elf recruiter of Santa Claus.
Oh, yes. Nice, bro. We're getting really close to Santa time. But not yet. We got to get through Thanksgiving first. So let's read Thanksgiving stories. What do you say? Here we go. Franklin liked everything about Thanksgiving. He liked eating pumpkin fly pie and cranberry jelly. He liked making cornucopias and corn husk dolls, but most of all, he liked having his grandma and grandpa come for dinner. It was the family tradition, and Franklin could hardly wait.
You know what type of pies elves love like me?
No, do tell.
Fly pie.
Oh, because they like to fly down chimneys with Santa?
Nope.
No? They just like fly pie?
With real life flies.
Ew.
That's what we eat.
Ew. I thought elves ate.
Hey, stop yucking my yum.
I should not yuck your yum. Thank you for letting me know. That was not
That's
nice.
That's kind of like candy for us.
Flies?
Mm-hmm.
This whole time I thought elves liked, I don't know, hot chocolate and sugar cookies.
We like that stuff too.
But also flies. Good, okay. Back to our story. A week before Thanksgiving, a postcard arrived from Franklin's grandparents. Oh dear, sighed Franklin's mother. Grandma and Grandpa can't make it back for the holiday.
But they have to, cried Franklin. They're always here for Thanksgiving.
Franklin's mother gave him a hug.
There will still be the four of us, she said.
It won't be the same,
Franklin grumbled.
Over the next few days, Franklin was so busy that he didn't have much time to think about Grandma and Grandpa. He helped his mother pick apples and make applesauce. Oh, yum.
He helped his father dig up vegetables and store them in the cellar.
Franklin and Bear helped Harriet and Beatrice pick berries and gather nuts.
In the garden and orchards, forests and fields, everyone was bringing in the harvest.
Mm-hmm. Bears and bears.
Yeah, and in the picture we can see all of these things happening. They're harvesting blackberries. And you know what? That's the fun thing about this season. It's the harvest season, and people like to share the food that they find around them, that they harvest, that they have grown all year round.
Franklin counted all the jars of jams and preserves.
I think this year is the most bountiful year ever, announced his father. We could feed the whole town.
I just wish we could feed Grandma and Grandpa,
sighed Franklin.
His mother agreed. We'll miss having company, she said.
And you know, some people get to have their families around them for the holidays, and some people don't.
And it's okay if they can't
they
be
do,
there.
But not today they do.
Yeah, just not this time. And that's okay too. Because we just means that you get to treasure your time with them when you do get time with them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At school, Franklin's class made a harvest quilt and learned how the early settlers celebrated Thanksgiving.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving, Mr. Owl?
Asked Franklin.
I'll have dinner with my mother, he replied. Our relatives can't visit this year.
Ours neither, said Franklin.
That's amazing. Not everybody gets to have their family, see? And then he had an idea. He invited Mr. Owl and his mother for dinner.
It's all right with my parents, Franklin explained. They want company.
Well, thank you, Franklin, said Mr. Owl. We'd be delighted to come.
Franklin smiled. This would be a wonderful surprise for his parents. And, you know, as a parent, I would like to say we do love surprises, but sometimes when that surprise involves having extra people in our home, we do like to know about it, just to see that we have the heads up, right? Okay. At home, Franklin's mother looked at the berry pies cooling on the windowsill. She had an idea. She walked over to Bear's house and invited the whole family for Thanksgiving.
It'll be a wonderful surprise for everyone, she explained.
You see, now, already, see, if she had known that Mr. Owl and his mom was coming, do you think she would have maybe invited the bear family as well? Let's see.
She did say she could feed a whole family.
She did. You know what, Philip, you're right. Let's see what happens next.
Wing.
I'm sorry. You're right, Wing. Now, in the garden, Franklin's father waved to Mr. Mole.
Are you going to your sister's for Thanksgiving?
He asked. Not this year, replied Mr. Mole. With my broken ankle, I can't go far.
Franklin's father had an idea. He invited Mr. Mole for dinner.
It'll be a wonderful surprise for everyone, he explained.
Oh my. After school, Franklin went home with Moose. That's when he had another idea. Oh my goodness. Do you see what's going to happen now?
Uh-huh.
It was Moose's first family's first Thanksgiving in Woodland, and Franklin invited them for dinner.
If it's all right, it's all right with my parents, he explained. They want company.
We'd be delighted,
replied Mrs. Moose. Franklin smiled. His surprise was getting bigger and bigger. On Thanksgiving morning, Franklin got up early to help with dinner. He stirred soup and shucked corn, and then he set the table for nine. Franklin's father counted the place settings. He shook his head and reset the table for five. Franklin's mother looked at the table and she was puzzled, but she added three more place settings. And everyone took turns peeking out the window, watching for the surprised guests. Boy, I'll tell you what though. This is going to be an interesting situation when everybody all shows up at the same time, because are they going to have enough tables and chairs for all their friends?
Yes.
Let's see. Mr. Owl and his mother were the first to arrive.
Surprise!
Franklin shouted to his parents. This is a surprise, they exclaimed. Then Franklin saw the bear family and Mr. Mole. And now everyone was surprised. All the guests crowded inside, holding platters and bowls heaped high with food. Franklin and his parents laughed and tried to explain what had happened.
Well, we'll sure have plenty to eat, declared Franklin's mother. We just don't have plenty of room.
Franklin knew they had a big problem. The Moose family hadn't arrived yet. Franklin looked around. There wasn't one bit of room inside, but outside. Suddenly, Franklin knew what to do. What do you think he's going to do?
He's going to make a picnic table.
Moose and his family arrived as all the others came out the door. Everyone carried food and dishes and tables and chairs.
What's going on?
Asked Moose.
We're eating our Thanksgiving dinner in the field, answered Bear.
Just like the early settlers, said Franklin.
Oh my goodness. What a great idea. But you know what? Franklin was really a problem solver here, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well done, Franklin.
He really saved the day.
He really did. It was a wonderful afternoon.
Like the day when I saved Christmas.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you have to tell me that story.
That's why I have this lollipop. Santa gave it to me.
Really? I will have to hear that story after we finish this one. Okay. Everyone ate lots
and
of
a snow globe.
Good food, and everyone said how thankful they were for good friends and family. Franklin was thankful for 3 helpings of pumpkin fly pie.
I'm eating Grandma and Grandpa's share, he explained.
Soon the sun was setting and it was time to go home. This was a wonderful day, said Franklin's mother. And Franklin agreed.
Let's do it again next year, he said.
Everyone laughed and cheered. Grandma and Grandpa phoned later that night, and Franklin told them all about the new Thanksgiving tradition. They promised that next year they wouldn't miss it for anything. Franklin smiled. He might not get 3 helpings of pumpkin pie fly next year, but pumpkin fly pie next year. But he knew he'd still be thankful. And I would think so too, because you know what? The lesson that we learned here is that you can always make room for others. And sharing and blessing other people is an excellent and always good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is also
the end.
The end. And now, what was this story about how you saved Christmas?